At 6:06, we have a few clouds, 67 degrees in Tulsa. There is a tornado watch posted for the counties just to the west of Tulsa this morning. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A raise is in store for American Airlines ground workers if the company merges with U.S. Airways. Transport Workers Union International President James Little was in Tulsa yesterday to discuss a memorandum of understanding. He's optimistic about the possibility of a merger.
From what I see and from what we hear from the way that creditors are going and the way the companies are working together, it appears that it's probably in the 80-90 percentile that this may happen now during the bankruptcy process, as opposed to American come out as a standalone, but you just never know.
The raise would be 4.3% across the board. Tulsa County commissioners vote to give county elected leaders, including themselves, a pay hike.
Commissioners vote 2-1 to give the county's 8 elected officials a 2% pay hike. Fred Perry made the motion.
In order to attract people to run for these positions, you need a pay scale that is competitive with private industry.
But Commissioner John Smoligo voted no, even though he said yes to employee raises last month.
Peer-to-peer, we actually were playing catch-up with our employees. I don't see that as the case with our elected officials.
The raises will cost around $16,000 and take effect February 1st. The budget board deadlocked in December on whether to give elected leaders an increase, but revisited the issue last week and recommended it. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The preliminary hearing for Kevin Sweat will continue today. He is accused of killing two Waleka girls along a county road back in 2008. One of the girls' grandfathers testified in court yesterday at Okemah. Well, if you look down at your gas gauge on the way home from work yesterday and said, "I need gas, but I'll get it in the morning," that was a mistake. Gasoline prices in Tulsa are up another dime a gallon this morning. Regular unleaded is now $3.19 per gallon here in Tulsa. Tulsa's new congressman, Jim Bridenstine, defends voting against increased funding to the National Flood Insurance Program.
If we're going to need more money for the National Flood Insurance Program, let's not borrow from our children and grandchildren. Let's not print money crushing the future for our children and grandchildren. Let's not do these things. Let's find money in the budget.
He spoke yesterday to the Kiwanis Club of Tulsa at a noon luncheon. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says authorities have recaptured an inmate who escaped from a prison down in Muskogee County. Authorities say prison officials found 40-year-old Dave O'Malley in a road near the Jess Dunn Correctional Center at Taft. He had last been seen at the prison about 8:30 on Saturday evening. The new director of Oklahoma's public television network is asking the state legislature for more than a 50% boost in state funding.
Oklahoma lawmakers are reviewing individual agency budgets before the legislative session begins next week. OETA's new executive director, Dan Scheidel, discussed his agency's budget needs yesterday before a joint House and Senate budget panel. He asked lawmakers for a $2 million increase in OETA's annual budget to help pay for increasing employee benefits, more state legislative coverage, and a statewide satellite distribution. But OETA is facing opposition from a growing number of conservatives in the legislature who argued the network is not a core function of state government. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, a tornado watch till noon for the counties west of Tulsa. Today, thunderstorms, some possibly severe, and a high of 73. National Weather Service radar shows thunderstorms this morning in a line from Sedan, Kansas, down to Kingfisher, moving toward the northeast. Right now in Tulsa, we have a few clouds in 67. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.